Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. It's Tuesday, so we're looking at a topic this week and seeing where it comes from in the Bible in particular. We've been talking about foundations in life. What's our life built upon? Yesterday we saw how important a foundation is to a building, like the one I'm standing in front of. It's critical, everything else follows from it. And that's what Jesus taught about our lives in his Sermon on the Mount when he told this story. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Well, this is a pretty well-known story. You've probably heard it or something similar before. But we're going to look today at what Jesus meant by it, what he really wanted us to learn about life. And the first truth we're going to see today is the truth that we all build on something in life. None of us can say our life is completely random and completely without foundation. There's always something that we build on in life. And that's pretty clear in this story, where Jesus talks about two different ways of life, one who listens and lives by his words and another person who doesn't. And he says they are both building houses and they are both building them on a foundation. What matters is what kind of foundation. The men in this story both want the same thing, believe it or not. They both want to build a house. It's not a bad thing. Of course, the house represents a life in this case. They both want to build a good, solid life. And they're both able to do just that. They both build houses. What's different about their houses, though, is the location. Location, 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 right? It's the old real estate truth. Location matters. I recently visited a house in my neighborhood. It wasn't that different from my own. It had some premium finishes. It was nicely done. But the list price was twice what my house cost. The difference? Its location. Its lot. It was a premium lot. It made all the difference, the land that it sat upon. And in life, too, our foundation makes all the difference. We can all build lives that look good on the outside, but can be crumbling underneath when we actually get inside and check out what it's built upon. We all build our lives on something. There's always some ultimate pursuit, ultimate goal in our lives that we've built everything else upon, that everything else depends on. For some, it's the pursuit of money. And so everything else has to support that goal. I can think of examples that I've known where a marriage has crumbled because the pursuit of money has been so important to one of those parties that everything else had to be secondary and that partner suffered for it. We can also build our lives on our kids. If we have children, they can become our ultimate pursuit. Our entire lives can be founded and identified upon having children and seeing those children grow up to have a particular career or a particular place in life. That can become an ultimate goal for people. It can become a foundation. The question is whether it's a good foundation or not, and that's what we're going to explore this week. All right, so our question for you to discuss today is this. What do you think is the difference between a sand and a rock foundation in life? Give some examples of what those foundations could be. We're always encouraging people not to do Redeem the Commute alone, so I'd encourage you to share this discussion question with somebody, maybe you ride the train or bus with, somebody from work, somebody from home, whoever is in your life. Have them watch the same videos as you on the same days. And then whenever you see each other, discuss what you've been learning, how it's impacting your life. Might start a great friendship. And I'd love to hear about it. So if you've been doing this with a group, make sure to get in touch with me. Go to redeemthecommute.com or use our mobile app. Go to contact the host. You'll find it under Connect. I'd love to hear how Redeem the Commute's helping you form new relationships. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.